Any concern with Mark Scheifele today?
No, he should be a player for us.
Anything particular you've seen in this stretch at home, or is it maybe you've just been home for a while that your club's been able to put some decent play together in your building?
No, I thought a lot of our play over the year, it's difficult. Our team is a difficult team to assess on a yearly basis because of the fluctuation on our lineup. We went from some pretty big deficits, 8-9 guys out of our lineup, and it didn't really matter whether we were home or the road. I thought you can see the way our March is laid out that we would have had a pretty stacked schedule coming into those first 4 or 5 months. So we got a little bit healthier, a little better rested, made some changes in the groupings that we know there's some chemistry already there with those. And then the two additions in DeMello and Eakin have made us look different now that we're starting to get bodies back.
Given some of those additions, I mean, what are some of the challenges as you look to integrate Adam and where he might best fit now? I mean, you have a lot of options at your
disposal. Yeah, not necessarily, you're correct, but when we get to it tomorrow or the next game, we'll look a whole lot more like we have in the past. Brian Little's not here, but Cody Eakin is. Other players have played together before. They're a year older. Jack Roslovic's a different player than he was last year at this time. I think Andrew Kopp's development this year might be the guy that's covered the most ground in terms of, you know, being valuable on both sides of the puck. So after that, you know, our defense corps is new based on last year with four out and four in. But the forward group will be pretty consistent.
What's the temptation to go back? You like Andrew at center, obviously.
Yeah.
You also have two-thirds of what you know has been a very good line, and you can either use Roslovic or Appleton there if you want to use them together. I mean, how do you kind of comfort between
the two players, and I'm just talking between Andrew and Adam in terms of start with faceoffs, right? Andrew's numbers are really strong. We don't necessarily want to use that. And then how we integrate them on the penalty kill, I'll start them very probably in their natural positions. Andrew will go back to, or Adam will start with him, goes in at center, and Andrew moves to the left.
Do you expect him to hopefully play tomorrow?
Yeah, there's a very strong possibility as long as he gets through today. A pretty good skate, good pace today, and then feels good in the morning, then we'll look at putting him back in.
Paul, there's been a lot of talk about coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts, I guess, on it?
None, really, truly. It would be so far above my pay grade or my area of expertise. We will adhere to whatever all the smart people say we should do between the PA, the NHL, and the medical authorities that they'll be in contact with, and they're going to lay out a program for us. We'll just follow.
You wouldn't be worried then about traveling and all the same things that anybody else would be at this point?
No, not until we're told we should. Right, we aren't in contact with large groups of people as much as you'd think. It's a chartered flight, and so until we're told that we should change our habits, we'll just continue.
And just going back to hockey, Dylan DeMello and Josh Morrissey have become a solid pairing. What would you have seen prior to putting them together, and then how does it just click? Like, why do some defenders just click together?
So much of playing the game, it has to be played fast, is anticipation. What your read on what your partner is going to do, what's the expectation of the next play, and you have players that are very consistent with how they move and their thought process. Those are the easiest guys to play with. Josh is very consistent with his game, and Dylan, I think that's the hallmark of his game, is consistency. So I think the two of them should be able to get together very, very quickly and understand each other's game, which will make them both faster. When you get in almost similar experience levels, too. So when they get to the bench, they're talking about the exact same things. There's not one defenseman telling the other guy, hey, in this situation, you know, this is what happens in the NHL. They both have played enough hockey against the best, and Dylan was doing that in Ottawa, which is, you know, kind of a great advantage for us that if, you know, in a couple of weeks they're out against McKinnon, that's who Dylan was playing against, and that's what Josh was doing. So they have shared stories and shared ideas of how to handle them.
Dylan does a really good job of getting out of trouble when he looks like he's in trouble. Is that hockey sense, or he just buys himself an extra minute, or knows where his safety valve is? Or
yeah, I think that. So sometimes when you say a guy plays a simple game, it you don't value that, right? It doesn't sound like he's as good a player if he plays a simple game. But that's the strength of him, is he can pick the two most productive options, and he just hits them, right? He doesn't spend a lot of time looking for three and four. Not that he's not capable of. He knows his efficiency comes from first option plays, right? It's on the tape. It's on the partner. This is my guy. So there's a real value for a defenseman playing a simple game.
So I know you talked about Letestu when he came back. I mean, what's, he thinks like a coach in a lot of ways. What's the value of just having him around the group during this time of year where things are
getting let's include Brian in that because he's around the group right now. What makes you a good teammate doesn't change on injury. So he's always very well respected. He understands the game. He's a real good pro. So that's around your room. So you like having that around the room. And then you can talk to those guys after the game. What'd you see? Because they sit up top. It's a completely different new vantage point for them. They have interesting ideas. So we check with those guys, find out what they're seeing. And if they're interested in jobs because they both played center, like we chart face-offs. But more than that, get trends, get tendencies, take a look at what your guys are doing. And they would be people that players in the room would go to, right? If a guy's struggling with his game, they'll ask those guys what you see. So it's good having those kind of guys around.